With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Former Montana Senator Conrad Burns died yesterday of natural causes at his home in Billings. A former cattle auctioneer, he won three terms in the Senate and the bitter disdain of his opponents. He was 81. Montana Republican Party Executive Director Jeff Esmond says Burns died yesterday of natural causes. Burns defeated two-term U.S. Senator John Melcher in 1988 and rose to one of the most influential positions in Washington. Former MTPR News Director Sally Mock talked to Burns in 2005 about the NSA monitoring phone calls.
Is it okay with you if the government listens in on your phone calls?
Well, I got nothing to hide. But I don't think I'd like for my citizens. I don't think that's right at all.
The Republican used his influence on the Appropriations Committee to set the course on energy development and public lands management across the rural West. He was ousted from office in 2006 under the specter of scandal after developing close ties to lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who was later jailed for conspiracy and fraud. No charges were ever filed against Burns. Funeral services are scheduled for the morning of May 6 at the Metro Park Arena in Billings. A $3 million endowment has been set up at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman. It's in honor of renowned paleontologist Jack Horner, who is retiring after 34 years as the museum's curator of paleontology. The announcement came today as 100 people gathered at the Montana State University-affiliated museum to honor Horner. Whitney and Betty McMillan donated the money to create the endowed position as curator of paleontology. A 32-year-old Helena Mann has pleaded guilty to setting the fire that caused more than $500,000 in damage to the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Helena last summer. The Independent Record reports Daniel Boone Boos pleaded guilty yesterday to felony arson by common scheme. The plea covers charges that he set a gas fire and a trash can fire in the days before the Restore fire. Boos said he set a small fire at the Restore thinking he could put it out but was unable to. Court records say he told investigators he enjoyed starting fires because it gave him a sense of empowerment. Boos has been jailed since his arrest last July 16th. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he is sentenced on June 9th. A Yellowstone County Sheriff's deputy rescued a 2-year-old boy who fell into the Yellowstone River this morning. The deputy responded to a report that a 2-year-old and 5-year-old were missing from their house, which is about 300 yards from the river. The jailed founder of a Montana resort for the ultra-rich says he won't answer a judge's demands to reveal what happened to hundreds of millions of dollars in assets sought by his creditors. Yellowstone Club founder Timothy Blixseth invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent to avoid self-incrimination in court documents filed yesterday. Blixseth has also declared bankruptcy for a financial trust that his creditors allege was used to hide his assets. Police arrested a Great Falls woman on suspicion of felony endangerment in the death of her 10-month-old daughter, who prosecutors say had been exposed to methamphetamine and whose body was found in a freezing cold room in January. The Great Falls Tribune reports Misty Mary Cutbirth was arrested yesterday. Court records say the girl had been seen by a doctor on January 7th for croup and had been prescribed steroids. She died 5 days later. The Bakken oil and natural gas field is largely responsible for a global uptick of the air pollutant ethane, according to a new study. The team led by researchers at the University of Michigan found that fossil fuel production at the field in North Dakota and Montana is emitting roughly 2% of the ethane detected in the Earth's atmosphere. Along with its chemical cousin methane, ethane is a hydrocarbon that is a significant component of natural gas. Once in the atmosphere, ethane reacts with sunlight to form ozone and can also harm agricultural crops. Ozone also ranks as the third largest contributor to human-caused global warming after carbon dioxide and methane. Regulators at the Environmental Protection Agency are reviewing the study's results. A spokeswoman said today that new clear air rules recently announced by the Obama administration should also help address the harmful ethane emissions. An environmental analysis released today found that a proposed coal export terminal in Washington state could have significant impact on the environment, traffic, and rail safety. The proposed facility in Longview, along with the Columbia River, would handle up to 44 million metric tons of coal a year from Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah. The coal would be loaded onto ships to Asia. An analysis done by the Washington Department of Ecology in Colwitz County found that greenhouse gas emissions from when the coal is mined to when it's burned in Asia would increase by 2.5 million metric tons every year when the project is up and running. Labor groups in the West have said that the Longview facility would create jobs and boost local economies. Public comment on the study is open until mid-June. Three public hearings are scheduled in May and June. Regulators say it could take a year or more to issue a final plan. The Army Corps of Engineers is doing its own environmental review. A draft of that is expected in September. A jury has convicted a Montana tribal game warden of poaching in northern Wyoming. After the jury in Sheridan returned its verdict today, Circuit Court Judge Shelley A. Cundiff sentenced Clayton Herrera to 1 year of unsupervised probation and fined him $7,500. In addition, the Casper Star Tribune reports that Herrera is not allowed to hunt in any state for the next 3 years. However, the restrictions does not apply to Herrera's right to hunt on the Crow Reservation in Montana. Herrera is a member of the Crow tribe. Herrera maintained that he thought he was on the Crow Reservation in Montana when he killed an antlered elk in January 2014. Prosecutors said the elk was taken about a mile inside Wyoming. From Montana Public Radio, I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.